Now we hear some verses of glorification of Radharani from Kasturi Manjari, Krishnadas Kaviraj. These verses are often heard and often reflected upon. And to hear them, the more we hear them, the more these verses will sink into our hearts and minds and reshape the quality of our hearts and minds. This is Adi Lila, chapter 4. The confidential reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Verse 69. Mahabhava Swarup Sri Radha Thakurani. Repeat after me. Mahabhava Swarupa. Sri Radha Thakurani.
Sri Radha Thakurani.
Sri Radha Thakurani. Sarva guna kani Krishna kanta shiro mani. Sarva guna.
Sarva guna
kani. Krishna kanta shiro mani. Radha rani ki jai. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment, Sarup of Mahabhav. She is the kani, the repository of all good qualities. The mine, kani means mine. She's a jewel mine, unlimited golden jewel mine of all good qualities, sarvagun. She has unlimited qualities, anantagun, sarva anantagun, everything unlimited. Okay, we write a list of 25 qualities, but she has unlimited qualities. She's a deep mine. Mine, you have to go deep, you go deeper and deeper into the mine, you take more and more gold, more and more diamonds. From the diamond mind and the gold mind. So Radharani's qualities, you go deeper and deeper into her heart and you find bigger and bigger jewels of qualities and bigger, more valuable qualities as you go deeper and deeper. And she is the Kanta Shiromani. Kanta means lovers. She's a Shiromani, the crest jewel of all Krishna's lovers. There's three qualities which Radharani represents the embodiment of, Prabhupada says. The essence of Ladini Shakti is Prema, and the essence of Prema is Bhav, and the essence and topmost form of Bhav is Mahabhav. And Radharani is the personification of all three. She's a personification of Ladini Shakti and Prema and Mahabhav. She is the highest principle and love of Godhead, and she's the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. So how much favored will you become if you serve Radharani? If we become an object of Radharani's mercy, she is the supreme lovable object of Krishna. So if we're connected to Radha in any way, by her serving her servants, or serving her maidservants, dasi, 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 anudasi, then a favorite of mine, a favorite of yours is a favorite of mine. A favorite of yours is a favorite of mine. So if Radharani is Krishna's favorite, and then her mandris and sakis are her favorites, so Krishna will be favorite to them also, be kind to them, disposed to them. Krishna prema bhavita janir chitendriya kai. Krishna nija shakti radha kridhara sahai. Radha's mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy. Krishna prema bhavita janir chitendriya kai. And she helps Krishna in his pastimes. Kridhara sahai. She's sahai. Sahai means companion in all of Krishna's pastimes. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bis tabirya eva nijarupataya kalabi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma Samhita 37. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in Goloka with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure. And Radha embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. Radha and Krishna's companions and associates and servants are all Radharani's confidants, who are expansions of her bodily forms. and they are imbued with ever blissful spiritual ras. Krishna re kara ya jache rasa aswadan kridarasa haya jache shunavivaran. Krishna's gopis help him taste ras. Now please listen how they do this. Rasa aswadana. Ras aswadana. Like Hindi, swadana. They taste. They increase his taste in ras. Now you can try to have a party with one person. Will it be much of a party? Okay, you look in the mirror. Today, let's have a party. Yes, let's have an utsav. Oh, who's going to the utsav? Well, you and me. Yes. Okay, we'll play music. Yeah, we'll play music. And we'll cook nice food. Yeah, we'll cook nice foods. And we'll speak the glories of Krishna. Yeah, we'll speak the glories of Krishna. And we'll dance. And we'll dance. Who you dance with? I'll dance with you. And who you dance? I'll dance with you. So you take the mirror off the wall. Then you dance around with the mirror. Now that can be some kind of utsav for a madman like me. But generally utsav or party means two people, three people, more the better. More or less. Like I was realizing that when different people were cooking, that there wasn't really offerings, that Krishna was not actually accepting offerings or relishing or savoring. He was relishing the flavor, not of offerings, but he was relishing the flavor of the hearts of the different devotees that were cooking. He was relishing and tasting the flavor, the taste, the swad of the hearts of the different devotees who were cooking the offerings for him. Some made one offering, some made 20, some made 10. One lady made one offering and she had a plan to make 100 more. And she had all the saman, everything, and boom, she went off the altar. So her one offering came from Delhi, a cake. But in that cake was 100 offerings. So in that cake was the flavor, the sankalpa, the bhavana, the thought to offer Krishna 100 things. But somehow because of this prakriti, this deha dosh, sharir dosh, she could only offer one. But so it looks, oh, she only made one cake. But inside is 100 offerings of love. So the flavor of that one may be so great. So I was seeing this lady, this so many, many, maybe 20 ladies involved in this feast. Maybe 25 ladies. 1,280 preparations. 25, that's like 50 each. So one lady did one, 150, this, that, whatever. And I was thinking, what's going on here? Is Krishna just a bogey? Okay, he's a bogey, but, you know. But what is that verse? Bhoktaram, he's the Bhoktaram, Yagatapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, 529 Gita, but, and he's Chapan Bog, okay. But is it food that he's eating? Is he stuffing himself? Is he a Charvak Muni follower? He's a hedonist or a sense enjoyer. But he's relishing love. He's a love taster, a prem swat. It says rasa aswadana. Rasa aswadana, it says the gopis, they help Krishna rasa aswadana. Aswad. Swad means they taste ras. But is this ras, this liquid passing over the tongue? There's five rasas there. Five rasas, sweet, sour, salty, bitter, pungent. Ah. But this is some other ras, prem ras. Mahabhav, ras. The ras of prem means what? Love. The taste of love, the flavor of love. Therefore, when I was saying that these offerings, Krishna is relishing the flavor of love from each devotee's heart. That means rasa swadana. He was experiencing rasa swadana with your, you know, with these ladies, these gopis. These gopi bhaktins or devotees, you know, the lady devotees, these dasis. This is a ras. It's not food. It's the love in the heart. Krishna kanta gana deki tri vidya prakar eka lakshmi gana pure mahishi gana ar brajan gana rupara kanta gana sar shri radhika haite kanta ganara vistar. The beloved consorts of Krishna are three kinds, the lakshmis. Krishna Kanta Gan Deki Trivida, Trivida Bikar, Lakshmi Gan, Mahishi Gan, and Brajagan, Brajagan, Brajangan, the queens of Vaikuntha, Mahishi, and the queens of Dwarka, Mahishis, and the Lakshmis, and then the Gopis. But of all of them, Kantaganasar, the milkmaids, the damsels of Vrindavan, they are the Gansar, they are the essence of all these three. And all of these gopis, they come from Radharani. Radhika Kanta Ganer, the Kantagan, the group of loving servants, gopis, consorts, they're all Vistar, expansions of Radha. Avatari Krishna Jaiche, Krishna Avatar, Amshini Radha Haite Tina Ganer Vistar. Krishna is the fountainhead and the cause of expansion of all the Purushas, Shaktimans, incarnations. Radha is the cause of all the Shakti expansions and all these consorts. All these Swarga Devis and Lakshmis and Dwarka Mahishis and Sachi and Arundhati and the wives of all these sages and the wives of the demigods and the Saraswati and Parvati, they're all expansions of Radha. On all different planes, from the topmost spiritual plane into the Maya Jagat, into this Devi Dham. Vai Bhava Gana Jena Tanra Anga Vibhuti Bimba Prati Bimba Rupa Mahishira Tati. The Lakshmis are partial manifestations of Radhika. Anga, they're Anga Vibhuti. Anga Vibhuti, partial. Vibhuti means the opulence, power, wealth, influence. Lakshmis is something Dora just. Apara Siddhi Vridigda Satpanangali Nake. Lord Shiva, he's telling how much they are apart. How much the Lakshmis are. Apara Siddhi, Apara Siddhi, Apara Siddhi Vridhi Satpanangali Nake. It says that all the Riddhi, all the wealth, Riddhi, and all the Siddhi, all the mystic perfections, and all the wealth you can find in the Vaikuntha planets from Lakshmi Devi, and you can get from worshipping her, you can find in a toenail of Radharani. Apara Siddhi Riddhi Digda Satpunangali Nake Nak Naka Angali Nak. So Radharani is a param 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 Lakshmi. It's Lord Shiva's prayer. Radha Kripa Kataksha. Kada Krishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Lakshmi Gan Tanra Vaibha Vilasam Sharup Mahishi Gana Vaibha Prakasha Sarup. The goddesses of fortune, Lakshmi Devis, are Radharani's Vaibhav, plenary expansions. The queens are the nature of her Vaibhav. Akkara Swabhava Bede Braja Devi Gan Kaya Vyuha Rupa Tanra Rasera Karan. The Braja Devis, the damsels of Braj, have diverse bodily features. They are expansions. They are Radharani's expansions, and they are the instruments, her instruments, for expanding Krishna's rasa swarana. Kaya Vyuha. They expand directly from Radharani's body. They expand. Lalita. Out comes Lalita, boing, Lalita. Oh, you look so much, Lalita, you look so much like me. Acha. Then Vishakha. Oh, Vishakha, you're born on the same day, Radhastami. You're born at 12 o'clock noon. Acha. And you're born just near my village. And you have the same bab as me. Acha. Oh, your name should be Vishakha. No Shaka, no branch, no difference. That's Radharani, Vishakha. Then Tungavidya. Then Rangadevi, Sudevi, Induleka. In all directions, in eight directions. Very nice. All sakis in eight directions. Kunjas in eight directions. There's kunjas in eight directions of Radhakund. In the north is Alita, and the southwest is Tungavidya, like this. They're all around. And surrounding Radharani are all her expanded forms, Kayavivas, for Rasa Swarana. And then, So this is Radharani. She so much wants to please Krishna that she expands herself into eight forms. And then those eight expand into eight. And then eight, and then eight, and then eight, and then eight, and then eight. Eight. Millions of gopis, all for giving Krishna rasa swadana. How much he can drink. Unlimited capacity, Krishna can drink the rasa swadana, prem rasa swadana. He can drink and he can drink, and he can drink. And he never burps. He's always more. Anior. Give more. More ras, more dedication, more surrender, more seva. Bahu kanta bina nahi rasara ulas lila rasa haya lagi bahuta prakash. Without many consorts, there is no ulas, ras ulas. It's translated exaltation in ras. English falls flat. Ras ulas. Ula, even the words ula, like we say uto, we say uto, uto, up and Adam. Haribo, rasulas. So the ras rises like a rocket ship in the hearts of the Radharani and the gopis. Rasulas. And they, Krishna needs all of those gopis to relish the ras. Bahuta prakash. Therefore, there are many, many manifestations and expansions of Radha, Prakash, to assist the Lord in his pastimes. And these are some beautiful names to describe Radharani's Guna, Guna Nam, Kirtan. Govinda Nandini Radha. Govinda Nandini Radha.
Govinda Nandini Radha.
Or Bolo.
Govinda Nandini Radha.
Jor Se Bolo.
Govinda Nandini Radha.
Govinda Nandini Radha.
Govinda Nandini Radha.
Govinda Mohini.
Govinda Mohini.
Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Govinda Sarvasva.
Govinda Sarvasva.
Govinda Sarvasva.
Govinda Sarvasva.
Sarva Kanta Shiromani.
Sarva Kanta Shiromani.
Radha is Govinda Nandini, one who gives the topmost pleasure to Govinda. Why doesn't it say Krishna Nandini? Gives pleasure to Krishna. Because Govinda, the word Govinda, go means senses, indriya. Senses, indriya. And vinda means one who gives pleasure to, one who enhances the enjoyment of. Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Govinda jaya jaya, Gopala jaya jaya. 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 Radha, she is, and so she gives pleasure to Krishna. He's Govinda, who gives pleasure to everyone's senses, but then who gives pleasure to his senses? Radha. And she's Govinda Mohini. She enchants Krishna. Krishna plays his flute and everyone becomes enchanted. He has to go to a lot of trouble. Take the flute and take a deep breath. He has to really, his arms are sweating, perspiring. If you ever play the flute, it takes a lot of pressure, a lot of air, and like that. And it's difficult. And then he plays that, then he's Madan Mohan, okay? He enchants a few people, Cupid, and etc. And some devis, their nivi bandhas come loose, and the knots in their underwear get loose, and their petticoats start to slip and slide. And then the Swarga devis, that is, riding in their Pushpiman. So Krishna is doing so much work to enchant these living entities and to captivate them. Enchant. But then Radharani, what does she do? She doesn't go foof. Pick up the flute. And it's hard, try to sit like, stand like this for 2 hours. Try it. They say, do the simplest thing. It's very hard. Hold out your arm for 20 minutes. Can you do it? No. There's no weight, the weight of your arm. Oh, my arm weighs too much. The same guy is going in the gym, 50 kilo, 200 kilo, you know, for 1 second. Then he's okay, hold out your arm for 10 minutes. You can't do it. He's got 19-inch biceps, right? Oh. The weight of his own arm. It's a fact. He'll just try standing like this for 2 hours under the... Go down there to Vamshivat and stay. He was playing for 2 hours. Where is everybody? And he's playing. Foo. And then Radharani just walks. Just walk. Everyone walking. She's just walking. She goes... Just slightest corner of her eyelid or eyelash. You know, and the Krishna... Krishna is totally enthralled, captivated, devastated, murcha, swoon. It's described in Radharas Sudaniti that Radharani, even she doesn't even have to move her eyebrow to enchant Krishna and totally devastate him. She doesn't have to do anything. She can be a passive observer of Krishna's enchantment. First of all, he's got the sickest flute in his dhoti. And walk around all day long till he can finally call the gopis. See, try sticking a flute in your pants, you know. Walk around all day long. And, you know, maybe you get a rash or something, you know. And then you take it out and you finally play. Jeez, I've been carrying this thing all day just for this lucky moment. Then foo. Now Radharani's just walking. And she's totally passive. She doesn't have a flute. She doesn't have any weapons. Krishna has weapons in the other avatars. Here he has a flute. She has nothing. Even she doesn't have to use the bows of her eyebrows. She doesn't have to use the arrow of her pupils. She doesn't have to use the goads of her fingernails. She doesn't have to use anything. She's just standing there talking to Lalita, and passively talking to Lalita, not even looking at Krishna. And a breeze, hawa, a samir, simply some wind blows by her body. She doesn't even know it. It just blows by. But it goes by her body, it catches her ganda, her suganda. Gandharvika Radha. And it's going. And Krishna's talking to Subal. Subal. He's actually standing. Krishna's leaning on his cowherding stick. It's very important. You gotta make sure you carry. He's leaning. He says, Subal, you know, what's this, that, you know, talking about Radharani, of course. And then Krishna, the wind just blowing by. Radharani's like 200 meters away. The wind blows by and Krishna. And then his peacock feather is going like this. And then his pagri, you know, the pagri starts going like this. And pagri, hey, give me a pagri. And pagri flies off. And then his nivibandha, no. Then his dhoti becomes untied or whatever, and it's whoop, and it slips off, and he's just standing there in his, you know, kopins. He's standing in his kopins. Now talk about Mohini. So therefore, her name is Govinda Mohini. Govinda Mohini Radha Ki. And this is described by a sakshat witness. This is not some, reliable sources say. Reliable sources report all these bogus news reports. You know, they say, last night from reliable sources we heard that Damodar is still embezzling money from the State Bank of India. The CBI is going to knock on his door tomorrow. But they say reliable sources. But this, what I described to you, was seen eye to eye, sakshat, direct eyewitness news by Tunga Vidyasakhi. She was standing with Radharani. She saw this. And Radharani was looking the other way. She wasn't even looking at Krishna. That's Mohini, Radha. Govinda Sarvasva. And she is his everything. And we use those phrases. Oh, baby, you're my everything. I cannot live without you. I love you more than anyone in the universe. Oh, please stay with me forever. Oh. And then she leaves him at 2 months and gets another guy. Oh, baby, I love you more. I love you more than anything. You're my everything. And then 2 months. These are empty words, empty mantras. But Krishna's Kaviraj is saying that Radharani is Govinda Sarvasva, because Krishna looks at Radharani and says, Radharani, you, Govinda looks at Radharani and says, Radharani, you are my everything. You are my man, pran, dhan. Radha Samarpan. Man, pran, dhan, Radha, man, pran, dhan, Radha Samarpan. Krishna worships Radha with his mind, his tanu, his tan, his body, and his words. Man, tan, dan, and his wealth. The wealth means his pran, his life. She's his pran. Praneshri Radha ki. Sarvakanta Shiromani. I'll finish this one thing. Sarvakanta, of all the kantas, Tata Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshvari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Tata Kanchana Gorangi. No, another one. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namo, Gopika Kanta. There's so many lover gopis, but then there's Radha Kanta. She's the last. We save the best for last. This is the pranam prayer of Krishna. When we offer pranam respects to Krishna, we say, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta. Yes, you're the lover of the gopis, but then how do we conclude the prayer? What's the conclusion, the prayojana of this prayer? Gopi Kanta, then Radha Kanta Namostute. So save the best for last, the supreme gopi, Radha. Radha Kanta, she. Oh, you have so many gopi lovers, the Lita Vishaka, so many thousands. But then there's one, gopi, because they're all just generic. They're generic, all lumped all together, all Sarvagan, all the Vishaka Gan, Lalita Gan, all the guns, all the groups are lumped together. But then there's one all by herself over there, a separate one. It's called Radha Gan. Radha all by herself. And she is the Radha Kanta. She is a supreme lover in a category all by herself. Never duplicated or equaled. So she is Sarva Kanta. Of all those Kantas, of all those lovers, she's a Shiromani. And Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani Devi. She is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. Radhika is a central figure for all the Lakshmis. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She's the primary internal potency of the Lord. Devi Krishnamayi. She's Krishnamayi. She's full of Krishna, absorbed. She's Devi. She's the greatest of all goddesses. Radhika Para Devata. She's the supreme Paradevata. She's the most worshipful of all the devatas. And Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva. All the Lakshmis, all the goddesses of fortune are compressed within Radharani. And Sarva Kanti Samohini. And now, Krishna's Kaviraj, he cites this verse and then he himself gives a purport and a tikka on it. Devi, the word Devi comes from Sanskrit word divya. Divya, or it means effulgent, transcendental. So Devi means resplendent and very beautiful. Or Devi also means the lovely abode of worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Because Devi means divyati. Divyati means effulgent, and divyati also means playful. I say Kamadev, divyati. So she's the abode. When we say Devi, Radha Devi, we just say Devi. This is the word that Das Goswami, Rati Manjari, Das Goswami, Vilap Kusamanjali, one of the last prayers, he uses this word to describe Radharani. Tavevasmi, Najivami Twayavina, Iti Vigyaya Devi Tvam, Nayamam Charanantikam. Some acharyas, they substitute Devi for Radha. But Devi is so beautiful, and that's what Das Goswami used, Devi. But I've heard some acharyas, they substitute. But I feel that's good enough. I will leave it at that. So Devi has such a beautiful meaning that she is the lovely abode of the love sports of Krishna, Divyati. That's this Dave, you know, this. She is the Krishna. She is Krishna's abode of love, the prem stali for Krishna. Krishna Mayi, because he said she's Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta, means that she's identical with Lord Krishna. She embodies the mellows of love. Prima Rasa Maya Krishnera Sarup. The energy of Krishna is identical with him. Prabhupada gives a purport. Krishna Mayi has two meanings. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna, wherever he goes and whatever he sees is called Krishna Mayi. So he's saying he, and we can also say she. Because Krishna Mayi means Radharani. Radharani always thinks of Krishna within herself and without herself. And Radharani always remembers only Krishna. And whatever Radharani does, or wherever she goes, she only remembers Krishna. And whatever she sees, she only sees Krishna. Therefore, Radharani is called Krishna Mayi Radha Ki Jai. Another meaning, Krishna's personality is full of love. His loving potency, Radharani, is non-different from him. So therefore, she's called Krishna Mayi. Because Krishna means the embodiment of love. And Radharani is non-different from Krishna. So she's also the embodiment of love. So she's Krishna Mayi. She's made of, or she embodies Mayi, embodies, or she's concentrated or saturated with Krishna, which means Krishna's love or Krishna Prema. That's why it's easier to get Krishna Prema from Radharani than Krishna. Prabhupada said it very nicely. He said that devotees who live in Vrindavan, they take shelter of Radharani more than Krishna. So generally we hear the devotees, Prabhupada's telling, generally we hear the devotees in Vrindavan, they chant Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. So somehow by good fortune of Krishna, blessings of Krishna and blessings of Guru, we're able to take shelter of Prem Dham Vrindavan, Prem Pradatta Vrindavan Dham. This Dham of Vrindavan gives Prema. This Nam of Radha gives Prema. Radharani gives Prema. And she's the Prem Kani, she's the mine of Prem. So all the devotees that come here, they understand that if I do sadhana on my own, if I chant the Maha Mantra on my own, if I worship Krishna on my own, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, I do aradhanam and puja, and I shravanam and kirtanam, Vishnu Krishna smaranam, and Vishnu archanam and vandanam and dasyam and sakyam atmanavedanam, I do all these things on my own, I'll never make it. I'm too wretched, fallen, degraded. I will never attain Krishna prema in 1,000 lifetimes. There's only one hope for me, Brajadam, Brajavas, and the shelter of Karuna Mayi Radha. I must come to Vrindavan and take shelter of Radha. Her seva, her name, her place. So then they come here. Because they want to attain love of God, Krishna Prema. So Radha's service, Radha's service, Radha's remembrance, Radha's mercy, and Radha's Dham. This is Radha's Dham. Krishna's Dham is Vaikuntha. This is Krishna's place. Or Goloka, the Aishwarya Goloka, Vrindavan, that's Krishna's place. But this is Radharani's place. Vrindavan Aishri Radha Ki Jai. So it's told that she's Radhika Paradevata. Radha's worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Krishna Vanchapurti Rupakare Aradane. Ateva Radhika Nam Purane Vakane. This is how Purana Vakane. Vakya. You heard Vakya, right? Guru Vakya. Purana Vakane. Means the words, the talks of the Puranas. This Radhika Nam is there. Since Sun Mohana Tantra, many places this word Radhika is there to describe Krishna's consort, his energy, his consort of Vrindavan. So he's telling that. This is Nam Purane Vakane. I'm not making up this word of Radhika. And What is her radhana? What is her speciality? She offers artik and incense. She cooks for Krishna. She does Sringar Seva. She dresses him and does puja. And she sings bhajans and kirtans and glorify Krishna. Harinam Sankirtan. And of course she does. She does all of the things I said. But her, why she's called a Radha? What is her aradhana? Her aradhana is Krishna Vanchapuran aradhana. This is her worship. This is her worship that she fulfills all the desires of Krishna. The Vancha Purti means Purna, means complete. And not only does she do that, but she's the Purti Roop. Just see, Krishna Vancha Purti Roop, Kare Aradhane. Her very form, the very form of Radharani, the transcendental form of Radharani, is a Purti Rupa, it's a Purna Rupa. Her form is a form of fulfillment. Her form, just her very being, is the form of fulfilling all of Krishna's vancha. Vancha means icha, desires. Inconceivable. So because that, there's no other name we can use. This is the topmost total coverage, complete worship of someone to be able to fulfill all their desires. And you yourself are the very embodiment of the fulfillment of all their desires. One-stop shop. You can get it all in one place. Supermarket, right? In the West they have these places. You go in one shop, you get everything. Dog food and toothbrush and whole wheat bread and oatmeal and juice and everything. And Radharani is Krishna Vancha Purti Rup. Anarya Radhita Nunam. Bhagavatam verse. Oh, this is that verse from the Bhagavatam. The gopis, when they were found, they were searching for Radha. Anya Radhitao Nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishvara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Prito Yam Anayadraha. The gopis are speaking to each other and they're walking along because Radharani left the gopis, left everyone, then Krishna went after her and they both went alone. Then Krishna left Radharani alone. And then as the gopis went searching for the divine couple, Mughal Kishore, then they found footprints suddenly. Oh, there's Krishna's footprints. Oh, there's another gopis. Oh, there must be some other gopi walking here. And then they conjectured, well, whoever that gopi is, it's not us. Because we're all here. So none of us are the lucky ones. But some gopi is with Krishna. So they're saying, somehow she must have really captured this heart and mind and really. And the only way you can capture Krishna's heart and mind is by worshipping him completely. Aradhanam. Sarva Aradhanam. Completely worshipping him. Radhika is the only one so much capturing. Mohini, Radha. So they don't know yet. They haven't met Radharani directly by herself because Krishna left her also. At this juncture, 10:30:28. Krishna's been worshipped by her. He must have been very pleased. So he took her to this lonely place. And let Raha, to this lonely place. And he left all of us behind. So then he says, so he's using this to explain, because in the verse before he said Paradevata. Therefore, Radharani is a Paradevata, the supreme goddess, because he left all the others. And she is worshipful for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and the mother of the entire universe. This is very nice. Ateva Sarva Puja Parama Devata. Sarva Puja, she is worshipable by all. Everyone should worship Radha. Radha Aradhanam. Radha Dasyam. But if you say this in some circles, then they say, Hari, what are you speaking? I'm speaking Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hari 4, verse 89. She's a Sarva Puja. Worshipable by all. We should not worship. We should worship. She is the she is the Sarva Palika. Palika means the maintainer, palan, like palana, Gopal. The maintainer, the protector of the cows. Sarva Palika, she's a protector, a maintainer of all. Ask anyone who lives in Vrindavan. Everyone's being maintained by Radha. Everyone's being protected by Radha. Is it right? Sarva Palika, Sarva Jagat, Sarva Jagat Mata. What? I don't know, Sarva Jagatara Mata. She is the mother of the entire universe. Or you can say Sarva Jagat, all the universes, huh? There's different ways. Sarva Jagat, she's of this whole universe, this one universe. Radharani is the Mata. Or you can say Sarva Jagat. Because there's millions of universes. As many Sorso Kabij, as many mustard seeds there is in a bori, in a bori of sorso till, beej. Millions and millions of, in a bori. Bori means big bag, big sack. That's how many universes there are. Uncountable millions, ananta, jagananda, ananta, so many millions. And Radharani is Sarva Jagatera Mata. She's the mother of all those universes. So will the mother not Palika? Will the mother not be Sarva Palika? If she's your mother, automatically she's your Sarva Palika. She's your Palani. Palan. She's your protector. She's your maintainer. She's your nourisher. Nourishing you, protecting you. So people feel like that with Radharani. Brijbasis generally have the attitude, Radharani's my mother. There's a general outlook. They know Radha and Krishna have rasa dance and Julin, and they sing all the songs from Brijbasis. But you ask them, yeah, we sing all these songs, and they're really totally into the Bhav. Then you say, so you have Radha in your home, or what do you see? Radharani's my mother. So they have like so many channels they operate on. They sing the most rasic songs about Radha and Krishna and Julin and Ras and Man and Purvarag and everything they'll sing in Brajvasa. And then you say, so you have Radha and Krishna. So, oh no, she's my mother. Whenever we have trouble, we pray to Mother Radha. So that's why Prabhupada said, don't try to understand the Brijvasis there on Rag Marg. Don't try. Just say, Dhanavat Prams, Jai Ho. Kripakaro. May I touch your feet? Will you please accept some service? Will you please take this rice and chapat? Will you take roti or atta and paisa? Please, just take this service from me and bless me. At some thousand lifetimes in the future, I may become Vrajajana, Brijvasi, Radhajana.